Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. Princeton University is dropping Woodrow Wilson's name from one of its schools due to the former president's racist thinking. KYW Charlotte Reese has the detail.
The debate over renaming the Woodrow Wilson School has been ongoing. In 2015, a student group, the Black Justice League, held a sit-in at Princeton's president's office. Last week, two groups of students and alumni submitted demands for anti-racist action, and the Board of Trustees followed.
The school will now be known as the Princeton School of Public International Affairs. A master's student tells the Daily Princetonian she's pleased with the action, but she's skeptical about the university enacting change. In both petitions, students call for the university to pay reparations and divest from private prisons. When Wilson was president of Princeton, he actively prevented black applicants from entering. And while in the White House, Wilson infamously screened The Birth of a Nation, a movie the KKK used as a recruiting tool. Earlier this month, other institutions, including Woodrow Wilson High School in Camden, voted to drop Wilson's name, citing racist policies. Bob Asher, Pennsylvania's longtime Republican National Committee man, announced he is not going to seek re-election in an effort to smooth over what he says he thinks has become a destructive process. Asher's been Pennsylvania committee man on the Republican National Committee since 1998. Monday, he sent an email announcing he's no longer seeking re-election to the post, but will stay involved in fundraising for the Trump campaign and for his PAC, the Pennsylvania Future Fund. But he says in his email, the infighting for committee man has become a destructive process, so he's decided to back out of the race and focus 100% on fundraising. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert has more.
Pollster Terry Madonna says presidential campaigns aren't as reliant on state parties as they used to be, but he says a move for party unity can be beneficial.
There is a sense in which they can help provide a basis for unity. Now, that doesn't always happen, to be sure. I mean, parties can break apart and have their own internal wars, but depending on the leader, the unity aspect of it certainly has a relevance.
In May, the state committee said there was a deal in place to allow Andy Riley to be elected to the post, but then to give Asher a few more months to get through the presidential election. Asher says he would never agree to something like that, as he believes the party works best when it's working from the ground up. Normally on July 4th, you can head to just about any shore point to watch the fireworks. But not this year, as we hear from KYW's Andrew Kramer.
A handful of shore towns have already pulled the plug on 4th of July fireworks, including Ocean City and Sea Isle City. Ocean City's mayor says with all the people that have been coming to town lately, he doesn't think it would be the responsible move to hold the fireworks show. People usually gather in crowds to watch. He also canceled the annual Night in Venice boat parade scheduled for a few weeks later.
Sea Isle City says the most important service is public safety. And with large crowds these activities attract, it's simply not reasonable to expect we can allow them to happen and practice social distancing at the same time. All July 4th weekend activities are canceled in Sea Isle, as are the Saturday night concerts, family fun nights, and the baby parade. Stone Harbor is not having a fireworks show this year either, but the night sky will light up in the Wildwoods. The town announced the show starts at 10 o'clock at night on the July 4th day and a new location this year, behind the Wildwood sign. Wildwood's Friday night fireworks series will resume after the 4th for the rest of the summer. With recent surveys showing people want to stay closer to home for summer vacations, a Montgomery County tourism group is rolling out the welcome mat. Lisa Carl, a vice president for the Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board, says the organization partnered with dozens of hotels in Montgomery County to come up with this getaway package. She says it can be accessed by downloading the group's Visit Valley Forge mobile app and selecting the place you want to stay.
Upon your arrival to the hotel, you'll receive a welcome card with a secret password, and that password just needs to be typed into the mobile app, and you'll receive access to over $300 worth of savings through restaurants, attractions, and other services throughout Montgomery County.
Upon your arrival to the hotel, you'll need a welcome card with a secret password. That password just needs to be typed into the mobile app, and you'll receive access to over $300 worth of savings to restaurants, attractions, and other services throughout Montgomery County. Carl says the road to COVID-19 recovery starts with the leisure traveler, and that's exactly who the Make It Monaco hotel package is targeting. She says packages are available weekends and weekdays, and if you've got kids, Carl says bring them along because there's lots for them to do and see. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.